It's been a busy couple of weeks for Dustin Zuckerman. The Santa Rosa Tool Library, his one-man public service project, has been closed since March 12th, while he prepared to reopen it in a new, more publicly accessible home at 642 5th Street in downtown Santa Rosa. It's a big step for the Tool Library, which Zuckerman started about 2.5 years ago, drawing on his personal experience as a librarian who also did some yard work on the side.
A client had asked me to put in a pathway, which required me to buy a tamper. I paid about $35 for the tamper and was paid $45 for the job. And after lunch, I didn't have anything to show for my efforts. So I'd gone online and typed in borrow tools and learned that the Berkeley and Oakland public libraries actually have tool annexes that you can take your library card and check out tools.
Thus was born the Santa Rosa Tool Library, a free community resource that was launched with a handful of Dustin's own tools and more donated by some of his neighbors.
The majority of our tools have been donated by our borrowers and supporters. I've purchased a few that are hard for people to donate, like electric rototillers. We do not have any gas-powered tools. So our pressure washer, jackhammer, rototillers, they're all electric.
The collection has now grown to include more than 700 hand and power tools for plumbing, electrical work, masonry, bicycle and auto repairs, painting, and of course yard work. Most can be borrowed at no charge for a week. The more popular items for just 4 days. All it takes is placing a reservation online at borrowtools.org.
Go to our list of tools page, which we also have a picture gallery of all of our tools. Select the items you'd like and give us a call over the phone and make a reservation with me to stop by and pick up the tools that you'd like to borrow. If the tool's not available, we do have a waiting list and we contact you when that tool becomes available.
Usage of the tool library began slowly, but steady growth soon made it clear that the project needed a bigger, independent location, something Dustin was already looking for when he talked with KRCB early last year.
On a weekday, I'll see between 3 to 6 people. Now on a Saturday, I'll get upwards of 15 people, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's quite a bit for people who are just coming by my apartment. And we're only open for a couple hours a day. It's been quite a commitment. I didn't anticipate how much I'd have to put into it, but it's been such a wonderful resource for the community that it's well worth my efforts.
Now that the new facility is in place, Zuckerman looks forward to adding some expanded services for the Tool Library's users.
People will be able to register online. People will also be able to drop in and borrow tools, because currently you do have to make a reservation to borrow tools. We'd really like to develop into a lending center where we're also lending everything from children's toys to baby clothing, maternity clothing.
Dustin reports getting calls from other areas inquiring about how the library works and what it takes to get one started. But he's not sure it's a concept that can work just anywhere.
When I pitched this idea to some folks in Los Angeles, it was not as easily accepted. Yet here in Sonoma County, I have not a single naysayer in all the people I've encountered. The tool library has gone beyond just using tools. It really does embody a sense of community.
The move to an independent location is one clear indication of the interest and support Zuckerman has found locally for his project. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.